Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, sliding into the happier 5 o'clock happy hour, I guess it is. You're hopping into your cars, and Dom's hopping into the hot seat. How you doing, my little buddy?
Awesome, Crudy. Good to be with you as well, Evan, on the board. Our fair audience, happy Friday Eve, happy, happy hour. We do have some breaking news, and I just want to get right into
news.
It, Crudy. Set your calendars. The date has been set. And I'm not talking about the Milwaukee Bucks playing Boston on Sunday. Go Bucks. That's another story. But the J6 committee, Benny Thompson, has come out, and he has announced some dates. According to CNBC, reported today, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will hold at least 8, count them, 8 public hearings, at least 8, starting June 9th, and will send requests this week for testimony to several GOP lawmakers, including 3 House members who previously refused to cooperate, the panel's chairman said on Thursday.
Dominic, June 9th, that's like a early happy birthday gift to both you and me,
right.
And by extension, Donald Trump, who shares a birthday with you.
Donald Trump and I, yes, June 14th, we are both Geminis. According to CNBC, the committee also plans to send new interview requests to several other Republicans, including at least one senator. The committee chairman, Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, told reporters. He wouldn't say who the panel wanted to interview beyond McCarthy and Jordan and Pennsylvania Rep. Scott Perry. We talked about him a little bit the other day. When asked what would happen when they say no again, Thompson answered, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. He didn't rule out the possibility of subpoenaing those who do not comply. When asked if the senators whose testimony would be sought included Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, Thompson said, stand by. Stand by!
What about Rojo? You think Rojo is on that list? I got to think.
Right,
Rojo, January 6th minimalist. I got to think he's on the list, Dom. What do you think?
Guardian also confirming some of these. Panel sending a letter to McCarthy. Also considering Perry, Jordan, Green, Brooks, Boebert, Biggs, and some Republican senators as mentioned. So, here we go. Thursday, June 9th, according to Thompson, we're getting it on, baby.
You know,
and between now and then, we're supposed to get testimony from Don Jr. and Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy! Can't they get all his testimony off Cameo?
Yeah. You got to pay for that, baby.
Did you see Roger Stone was back on Twitter for a matter of hours? I'm back, bitches! He announced when he, created a new...
Literally? That was his, I'm back, bitches? That's how it...
Yeah, something of that effect.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And, then he was deplatformed a few hours later. And he's like, attention, Elon Musk, do something about it. I'm like, maybe you should have waited until after the closing.
Right?
The guy's got no power over it currently. All he's doing is, if you haven't been paying attention, Dom, Elon Musk tweeting out, maybe I'll buy Coca-Cola next and put the cocaine back in it. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, he tweeted that.
Really?
His verified account.
Wow.
Those are the jokes,
folks. If he's leveraging his worth in Tesla, which apparently took a slump recently, I'm not clear he's got the financial resources to pull it off. But anyway, the problems of billionaires, I'm not really going to concern myself with. We'll wait and see what happens. But did Stone bitch about his free speech, quote unquote?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
All the snowflakes, they got to whine and,
they don't understand what they're talking about. I mean, I guess I should not be shocked. But, you know, when you talk about your constitutionally protected right of free speech, it doesn't mean you get to go on any platform, any radio, any broadcast, anywhere. You get to walk into my house and scream at me in the morning to wake me up and tell me how you think the life should be. That's not how it works. It's about how the government cannot restrict your free speech. You know, radio and Twitter are not the government, Republicans. Are you freaking kidding me? You don't have a right to have your thoughts posted online, published in a paper, or on the Devil's Advocates unless we let you in.
That's more of a privilege than a right.
It really is.
Kind of like Ron Johnson looks at healthcare coverage.
Right. Come on. These guys, they just don't stop, Crudy.
844-967-2789. I thought I saw some Rudy sound somewhere. I recently saw Rudy on one of the fine networks. No hair dye running down his face this time, but
well, excellent. Raw Story reporting, talking about his appearance apparently coming up in May. They did quote him today regarding his appearance before the J6 committee next month. Here's what he said in Bannon's War Room podcast. I don't think we realize the movement going on among independents, Giuliani said. You know, this isn't January 7th anymore. That whole thing has been shown to be, yeah, bad by some people, but totally exaggerated as a political stunt by a bunch of crooked Democrats.
Oh, that's very sound I'd see in the embedded sound over at the Raw Story. You know, that's one of my favorite sources. I don't know how I missed that one, Don.
Oh, Rudy. So, I mean, and you got to wonder, like, what's Rudy's, you know, motivation? We know Alex Jones.
Keep his ass out of jail at this late hour.
I mean, you know, if everyone's squeaking and squawking and Alex Jones is looking for some, you know, some cover to come in and testify for, you know, leniency, perhaps. They got to be running scared. And next 6 weeks are going to be really interesting.
You know what else I found very, very interesting, Tom? Hmm. Apparently, Donald Trump was quizzed about whether or not he had ever said to Kevin McCarthy something to the effect, apparently they care more about the outcome than you do, Kevin. Something of that effect, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Trump is now denying that he ever had the conversation with Kevin McCarthy. Let me read just a little bit. Again, one of our favorite sources, the Raw Story. Trump denies Kevin McCarthy's claim about an angry January 6th phone call with a withering two-word response.
Withering.
It is withering. It makes him wither just a little bit. That shrinkage, Jerry. Trump denied that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had called him on January 6th to put a stop to the January 6th Capitol riot. You know, the big riot, Tom. You might have heard about it on the TVs or the radios.
According to Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin, Rudy Giuliani, I mean, everyone's past this. Nobody cares but the press and, you know, some of you liberals out there.
Well, Republican lawmakers said McCarthy told them he insisted the rioters were Trump supporters and demanded the former president call them off. And the California Republican claimed that Trump defended the insurrectionist mob. Well, Kevin, I guess these people are more upset about the election than you are. Now, I know we've all done that voice a couple times, at least, and quoted the Kevin McCarthy, at least as it was reported. But Trump says the call never happened. And that McCarthy didn't challenge him over the insurrection, according to the new book. And I might have to buy this one. This will not pass. The New York Times reporter, Alex Burns, and Jonathan Martin, apparently they collaborated, as we occasionally do on the radio.
Occasionally.
He wouldn't say that, Trump said, according to the book. The reporters then asked Trump why McCarthy would tell others that he had clashed with the president in what he described as an expletive-laced phone call. I could see that. I mean, Trump's going to swear back, right? And the former president expressed contempt for the GOP leader. It's not just me, Dom. The reason, the two words, the withering two words, inferiority complex.
I've got one word, projection.
Also today, the Bulwark columnist Amanda Carpenter called Minority Leader McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell Trump's garbage men. He keeps piling it up and they keep cleaning up the messes, Tom.
Well, it's better than being called the handyman.
That's Robin Voss. He's the handyman. And Trump, by extension, you know, yes, the Helsinki handyman, if you will. The former speechwriter, this being Amanda Carpenter, former Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz is out today with a harsh critique of McCarthy and McConnell's political gamesmanship in the wake of the deadly J6 insurrection at the Capitol. In private, you know, where they're always very courageous, Tom, the two Republican leaders initially denounced what they saw as Trump's role in inciting and then not acting to quell the riot they sought to prevent Joe Biden's rightful election as president. She notes how McCarthy, after denying last week that he considered telling Trump to resign the presidency, had to change his story about his views on Trump's culpability.
Lying liars and the liars that lie about things. I mean, who do you believe in with Trump or McCarthy? I mean, both of these guys have been proven to be liars.
Well, I believe that they had a conversation of some sort. I believe that in the many calls that were not on the White House phone logs, that Trump probably did speak with McCarthy. I mean,
if there are, I mean, calls are calls, right? I mean, those things are logged. Those, you can prove that.
Well, they did wipe the call log, apparently with cloth, but McCarthy,
yeah, but, I mean, but who,
there's no
services?
Political upside for McCarthy to make this up. In fact, he's shown he has no real courage, right? So to make this public expression, to tell his caucus, no, of course, he did seem a lot braver behind the closed doors on the audio tape than he's ever been in public, Dom. But I think the phone call probably happened, and I think by denouncing the phone call, now, after the fact, right? Trump says, well, it never happened. Well, to all the MAGA Trump followers, well, of course, it never happened. Because if the Cheeto Messiah said it, then it's true.
Right. And now there's what? A trust issue with the MAGAs and McCarthy and what, Scalise, the leadership for these calls to, heaven forbid, they, you know, react as a human being to what they, you know, I think accurately perceive to be some pretty terrible violence that people need to chill out.
Hey, Mike Pence. I mean, he kind of damn near tweeted that at his own vice president while the guy was holed up at the U.S. Capitol, you know, with the insurrectionist, domestic terrorist mob.
Know, just trying to scoot him away from the Capitol so they could, you know, further delay and enact the coup.
You act like you've got a problem with the coup against the government and democracy. You know, in history, it's like it's a big deal to you. It's really only because you're part of the media.
Exactly. The crooked media. Nobody else cares about it. Just us.
Come back with us. If you care, you will. 844-967-2789.